Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center giving you a COVID update for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Wrangell currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. During the last 7 days, the state of Alaska has reported 4,553 new cases, 97 hospitalizations, and 15 deaths within Alaska. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been increasing, and Alaska has seen an all-time high for the number of people hospitalized due to COVID. Currently, there are over 200 people within Alaska that are hospitalized due to COVID. For state information, visit the Alaska COVID-19 Information Hub. For local information, including the daily case counts and press releases, you can visit WrangellCOVID19.org. Wrangell has a face covering requirement in place for all city facilities until September 24th. This is for all staff that work at city facilities and all patrons that enter city facilities. Wrangell also has a local ordinance in place that requires testing prior to or upon arrival in Wrangell for travelers arriving from out of state. Fully vaccinated individuals are not required to test before travel or after arriving into Wrangell. Travelers coming in on the Alaska Marine Highway can test at the airport at the next available jet arrival. Any incoming traveler can get a free COVID test upon arrival, even when it is not required. If you will be testing upon arrival, please sign into the Safe Travels app prior to arrival and register for a free COVID-19 test at www.alaska.covidsecureapp.com. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Anyone 12 years or older who is interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please give the Wrangell Medical Center a call at 874-7000. Currently, 65% of the eligible population in Wrangell has been vaccinated. The Wrangell Medical Center is offering a third dose for immunocompromised persons. If you think you may be eligible for a third dose and have not been contacted by Wrangell Medical Center, please reach out to them at 874-7000. The Wrangell Medical Center will be gearing up for a booster shot campaign later this month. Erin Michael, public health nurse, will be in town on Friday, October 1st at the Wrangell Public Health Center at 215 Front Street. Call 772-4611 to make an appointment for immunizations, birth control, and STD screening for persons up to age 29, for well child exams for children up to age 6, and for TB screening and medications for all ages. She will also have a table at the Saturday Community Market at the Nolan Center on October 2nd, where she will be providing info on COVID-19 vaccines and Narcan. If you would like to receive your vaccine, you can just show up at the market, no appointment necessary. In addition to getting vaccinated, the other measures that can help prevent or slow the spread are staying home when you have any symptoms, wearing a mask when indoors around people other than your immediate household members, minimizing the number of gatherings you attend, getting tested as soon as you get symptoms, and following the guidance of the CDC and public health if you get COVID or are a close contact to someone who is infected with COVID. If you are experiencing symptoms, please stay home and contact Wrangell Medical Center for testing. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. Free asymptomatic testing is also available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested as the vaccines are not 100% effective. If you need masks or other resources, or have questions relating to COVID, including travel questions, contact the EOC at travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI. That's 874-2684. If you are in isolation or quarantine and would like assistance with groceries, would like someone to bring you some games or movies, or help with errands, you can reach out to the local Wrangell COVID support group. This is a group of volunteers willing to help make your isolation or quarantine period a little easier. They can be contacted via the Facebook group called Wrangell COVID Support, or contact Julie Ostrander at 907-770-7506. Thank you to the volunteers for providing this service to the community and making it easier on those in quarantine and isolation. Until next week, get tested at the first sign of symptoms and sign up to get vaccinated if you are interested.